Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you can tell right now, the sound is insanely good. It's because I am in a recording studio reading the Traffic Secrets, the Dot-Com Secrets, and then the Expert Secrets books.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, everyone. Hope you guys are all doing awesome. So I'm in the middle of recording all the audiobooks, which, as painful as writing a book is, recording an audiobook might be even more painful. It is really hard to like stay excited and keep your energy levels up and like and all these things while you're reading three 90,000 word books, which is really stupid that I look at it that way. It's funny, the guy who's doing the audio engineering stuff, he's like, some people will read like one audiobook in their lifetime, but nobody reads three in a week. So that's where we are right now. And it's funny, as we were driving here today, I was so tired, and we're talking about starving artists, and I'm like, man, I'm not a starving artist. I am just a tired artist. So I think when you first get started, you're a starving artist trying to figure out how in the world to actually make money. And then eventually you figure that out. And then you're just a tired artist because you can't keep up with all the stuff that's happening and all of the opportunities and the things as you start creating and start figuring out your voice. So anyway, as I was going today through I'm about halfway through. I'm actually on page 214 in the expert or the dot-com secrets book. I started reading Traffic Secrets first because that one is the next book we're selling, and then I'm going back and I read the new dot-com secrets. And I'm about halfway through that right now. So that's where I'm in the process, halfway through all three books. And I was reading them. It's kind of fun because you forget about these lessons that, you know, I wrote the dot-com secrets book 6 years ago, and I kind of forget about some of the lessons. And one of the ones that got me re-excited as I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, like I talked about this. I did it for a while. And I haven't been consistent with it, was this concept of daily Seinfeld emails. And it's interesting because I think so many times we sit here and we're trying to figure out, okay, what's the email I'm going to send out? What am I going to say? What's it going to look like? And we freak out and we get so caught up in like the, like trying to figure out the right message that we half the times don't even publish anything. And it was interesting at Funnel Hacking Live behind the scenes. I was sitting there. It was after Garrett White spoke on stage, and me, him, and Todd were backstage talking about stuff and talking about, funnels and complexity. And it was funny because, Garrett had temporarily moved his email stuff to some other provider, away from Actionetics over to Entreport, I think. And we kind of asked him, like, why'd you do that? And he said, well, we did it because we wanted to add all these things that Actionetics didn't do. And he started talking about all the different features and the things he wanted to add a ton of complexity to his autoresponder sequences. And like, when did you move it over? He's like, a year ago. I'm like, well, how's it going? And he's like, well, like nothing's working. Like we haven't even done it yet. And Todd starts laughing. He's like, that's the problem that everyone has. They sit down and they want to build these insanely complex funnels and follow-up funnels and messaging and sequences. And so they spend months mapping out these things where they never actually get anything done. Most of them never actually go live. They keep looking. They want the shiny whistle. They want the hack, the technique, the thing that, you know, all the millions of different features. But the reality is, the reason why people have been successful with ClickFunnels so far is because it's simple, right? Like you can't build a funnel with 8,000 different variations. Like you build very linear, like 5-page funnels and 8-page funnels and things that are very, very simple, right? And so we force people to like have simplicity. And then because of that, those people have success. Whereas other platforms like give you unlimited complexity ability. So you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I can do a billion things. But then because you have so much complexity, you never do anything. And we had the same thing. We were looking at all the different segments inside of ClickFunnels, right? There's like people who started trial, but then they cancel. People who start a trial and they stick for a month and they leave. And you have people who fill in step one of the order form and then they leave. People who have been on for a month and all these different segments, right, of ClickFunnels users. And so probably almost a year ago, we sat down and said, okay, we want to write different messaging segments for each of these lists, right? So if somebody is on a paused account, what's the sequence we're going to use to get them to re-upgrade their account and stuff? And so we sat down and we mapped out like, I think it was like 9 or 10 different segments and all these different email sequences, right? Okay, we're going to go do that. But because it was so big and so complex, we never did. And then fast forward 6 months later, we had our next, you know, funnel marketing retreat. We sat down and said, okay, you know, how's those things going? We're like, well, we still haven't done them. And like, why not? Like, well, it was too complex. So we said, okay, let's do it again. So we mapped them all out again. Went back to the drawing board in the last 6 months. We still haven't done them. So then we went and hired this team to do them for us. Cause like, we can't even get these out the door. Let's hire somebody else to do it for us, right? So we hire them. And the first thing they do is they map out the same thing we mapped out 200 times. And then they start saying, well, for each email, we need to be able to split test emails and different headlines. And ActionX doesn't do this yet. So then they were trying to get us to recode ActionX to add in split testing, all these things. And finally, like, we're 2 months in. And Todd's like, we don't even have an email yet, like, let alone emails to split test. Like, why don't we just make this simple and just put them in and just do it? Like, just stop trying to make everything so complex. Like, just use it the way it's supposed to be built. And so we did. We had them write the emails. We plugged them in. And there's no split testings or nothing. But guess what? The emails are going out. Oh my gosh. A year and 2 months later, we finally have the thing out. And I think that so many times we get so complex with those things. And I look at in the .com secrets book, you know, 6 years ago was when I wrote this book initially. And the strategy was so simple. Somebody joins your list, take them on a soap opera sequence to build a relationship with you. When they finish that sequence, they drop into a broadcast list. We send out daily broadcasts telling stories about what's happening in your current life right now. And you tie the story somehow back into whatever you're selling. And that's it. It's simple. You wake up every morning and that's it. I was telling my team this last week. I said, you know, if I look at all the things I do in a day, right? Like, I'm being the CEO and I'm writing books and I'm creating content and I'm tweeting and videoing and Instagramming and all the things, right? There's like a million things I'm doing every single day. All these things are critical. If you look at like, what's the one thing that I can do every single day that actually makes the most amount of money for me and the company, it would be to send out a daily Seinfeld email. Like, to email a million plus people a message that gets them re-reminded about why they should use ClickFunnels and build a relationship with me. Like, that's, there's nothing more valuable than that. Yet I haven't done it consistently since we launched ClickFunnels. So it's been 5+ years since I've done the one thing that'll probably be the most profitable thing that I could possibly do. And the reason why is because we keep trying to build up all this complexity in our sequences. And like, if someone buys this, then where in the value ladder they move and they go from here to here and like all this stuff. And we've been talking about it for years, literally years, and none of the things are live yet. And so this is my commitment to myself, to go back to simplicity. It's a commitment that Garrett made to me at Funnel Hacking Live. After we talked about this, he said, I'm calling my guys up, all my guys who've been begging me for all these insane features that we moved everything on our platform over to, and now nothing's happening. We're going back to simplicity. We're moving everything back. We're going to focus on simplicity. So Garrett made that commitment to me. I'm making the commitment to you and to my team and to everybody. Like, we're going to go back to simplicity. And so my message for you guys today is that stop focusing on the complexity. The complexity keeps you from actually finishing the project ever. And this is not just in business. It's very true in business, but it's also true in all aspects of life, right? In your relationships, in your family life, in your just all the things we're doing. I think a lot of times we get to these super complex things. I think about spiritually too. Like, I know like, if I woke up every morning and I read the scriptures and that was like my number one thing, that's the most important thing I could do, my life would be a lot better. But instead, I have these complexities of all the things I got to do to try to, like, you know, get closer to God or to be more spiritual, whatever it is, that are so complex that it keeps me from ever doing it. Like, what's the simple thing? What's the very simple thing you can do that actually has the biggest impact in your life? And start thinking about it in all different areas of your life, like in your personal life, in your relationship, in your business, in your marketing, like whatever the thing is. If you could water it all down and only get done one thing each day, what would be the most vital, most valuable, most important thing? And then just do that. And then maybe just take the rest of the day off. I don't know. Depends on you. Or then do the second thing after that. Then take the rest of the day off. But anyway, hopefully that helps somebody out there. Again, complexity is the killer of us having success. And so simplify things. And I promise you things will be better for you. So hope that helps. Thanks you guys all for listening. If you got anything from this episode, please take a screenshot of it and post it on Instagram and Facebook or tweet it or wherever else you put your stuff. And please tag me, use hashtag marketing secrets and tag me. I'd love to see it and get your comments about what you thought was good about this episode, what you learned from it. Obviously all these episodes we create for free. And so how you pay back is by sharing these things, letting other people know about it. So thanks again, you guys. Appreciate you all. And we'll talk to you all again soon. Bye everybody. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.